Monday, March 29th. Plan today was to announce the construction wage plan, but it got a little hung up in final implementation phases, so it was sort of on again, off again for a while this morning, but they finally did get it all worked out, and the president made the announcement. Had a picture with Hodgson, and we got our story over. He raised with me the problem, which apparently he discussed with Pat over the weekend, of her staff situation. He seems to feel that Connie Stewart isn't going to work out for the long haul, and he's particularly concerned because of the wedding coming up and the enormous importance of that story, and feels we have to face up to the Connie Stewart problem. He made the point that she was looped at the Prince Charles party, and Julie also says she was at the Irish Evening. He said in her defense he realizes it's an extremely difficult job dealing with Mrs. Nixon, but she just isn't getting the job done right. Some of the things, like the Prince Charles party, should have been major stories and weren't. Pat also feels that Connie's not capable of handling it. So for the wedding, the president has suggested to Pat that Ziegler take over the responsibility for the press handling with Connie as the mouthpiece, and Pat's agreed to that. They're still trying to work out the question of what coverage they're going to allow for television. His feeling is that it should not cover the service itself, the ceremony that is, but could cover coming down the stairs and the reception afterwards, etc. He feels that we need to re-examine the whole Connie Stewart situation. He compares her to Lady Bird's gal and feels she just doesn't come up to the same caliber, which is basically true. We got back into the Laos follow-up again, as he made the points that he had made to me yesterday. Wants to be sure we really move hard on it. And of course, we do have to, as well as to get a plan ready for follow-up after the withdrawal announcement on Wednesday. He wants me to have Finch take on the California senators on the SST vote, making the point that it's their vote that is responsible for the increased unemployment problem here. He feels Bob should go on TV and really take the gloves off and crack them with an all-out assault. Also that we should get Reagan doing the same. He had me call Connolly. He wants to have him come out and spend some time out here, do some conferring with the president, which I'm going to go ahead and set up. Connolly was delighted at the thought, obviously. Very pleased to be asked to come. It was pretty soupy coastal fog all day, which kept the president from any desire to get outside, so he stayed in the office till late afternoon, and had me in there for total of 3 or 4 hours, just kind of rambling through some of these things. No particular matters of great importance. End of March 29th.